I think there are a number of themes which interlink quite conveniently around this time. One of the overriding social forces that we see at play here is a larger story of a transition from monotheistic religiosity to a very varied and disparate spirituality. The 1970s saw a host of largely rejected forms of knowledge coming to the fore. Some of them returned from a long hiatus, belief in various forms of magic and the rediscovery of Aleister Crowley, for instance. More general ideas such as the positive thinking, UFO abductions, channel messages from ascended masters. So there's a really rich milieu interlinking here. There's a sociologist called Colin Campbell during the 1970s produced an idea called the cultic milieu, a circuit of these kinds of rejected forms of knowledge supporting each other by their rejection by much of the mainstream itself. This tied in with so-called hippie culture. It gave it a kind of a countercultural resonance.
These ideas had nowhere else to go but the New Age.
That's an interesting way of thinking about it. The New Age as a repository for ideas that have no other home within general culture, that they are incredibly varied, the disparate nature of some of these ideas. The fact that you've got incredibly reactionary outlooks tying in with very progressive outlooks, sharing this umbrella term of the New Age. The idea of the Mayan doomsday myth emerges from within this milieu.
We're all familiar with Christian apocalypses, such as the two that Harold Camping predicted in 2011. But what of New Age apocalypses? It's not a new phenomenon, but how are they different to Christian and monotheistic apocalypses?
There's certainly different in terms of content, but generally in terms of structure, they're broadly similar. What we have is a threat of Earth being scourged of all evil forces and a chosen people entering into a promised land. This message is usually brought back by somebody who's travelled into the wilderness, having had some kind of prophetic dream delivered unto them. That is a model which we find in Christian apocalyptic prophecy. We find it in New Age apocalyptic prophecy. There are elements of that narrative structure in what we might call secular prophecy. I mean, certainly Marxism follows that same pattern of a chosen people inheriting the earth once the evil oppressors have been scoured.
Given that the beliefs concerning December the 12th are so diverse, is the story of the Mayan calendar even relevant to what the Mayan believers actually believe?
Why the Mayan calendar? A number of the prophecies, a great many of the prophecies, simply use the Mayan calendar as a jumping-off point. There doesn't seem to be any real connection with Maya culture. I mean, it's one of the academic standpoints, really, that the Maya calendar doesn't really support a lot of the speculation that people make about it. So why the Mayan calendar? Well, it's got a lot of the credentials that are useful within the so-called cultic milieu. It's an ancient civilization whose knowledge has become, by and large, lost to us. They were a civilization who had a different technological development line to Western Europe. There was a connection with the greater universe. The Maya were incredibly curious culture when it came to astronomy, so they have there's some indications that they were astronomically informed. This, however, then ties in with a great many New Age narratives around ancient astronaut hypothesis, the idea that aliens have already visited Earth and gave us our technology, our culture, a great deal of our knowledge. It allows a kind of a romanticization, an exoticization of history. It's outside of the kind of the mainstream knowledge which is rejected by New Ages. And so it has this exotic quality, which then allows them to project all kinds of hopes and fantasies onto the figure of the Maya.
I can see two quite distinct tribes of New Age movements emerging. We have the doomsayers and the spiritual evolvers. I can see why people might want to believe that the 21st